detention conditions are very, very, very bad. This lady may end by being poisoned because she cannot eat the food which the parents are bringing to her. If they are authorized to see her and bring food, they can do it only twice a week for 5 minutes. A person who has not been sentenced, she has not been listened to, and there is no evidence of any accusation against the person. And they are torturing a lady, of a mother of young children. How can you believe that a country like Benin, which is supposed to be a democratic country, can treat a mother like that? This prison of Akomiserete is not supposed to have women in the site. Because they want to put this Rekiatu in jail, they brought 5 new women in the same room.
Sariku, the situation some people are suggesting is that if she's being treated equally like other prisoners and being housed or being in detention in the same conditions, why should she be treated differently as her case proceeds through the judicial system in Benin?
No, in prison, in the commissary prison, you have to know which type of prison it is. It's the international prison of ICTR. You know, ICTR is the tribunal for Rwanda. The UN contributed to construct this tribunal, and it's supposed to be an international prison. But at the side of this prison, they have national detainees in the prison. And in the prison, ordinary families used to bring food to the people because they know that the food in the prisons is not acceptable for any reasonable person, and the families are always authorized. But in the case of Maduguri, the visits are permitted every day. They have an hour for visits. But because of this lady, they put special rules specially for her. They even changed the staff of the prison because they have been accused by government of giving her a good treatment.
Ms. Retina, yes, is accused of trying to destabilize Benin and trying to undermine the upcoming elections. So don't you think that the government has a constitutional mandate to ensure the country's political situation is not disturbed, to ensure peace and tranquility, and to ensure the country's territorial integrity is protected?
Yes, if you have such an accusation, it means that the issue has been properly investigated and they have evidence. She lady has not been even asked the question of the accusation. And the people who are supposed to accuse her, one of them says, I never saw her in my life. The second one is supposed to be her cousin, to whom she gave money for a specific task. But they did not even ask, investigate, confront the people, know if the accusation could be real or not. They just put her in jail. There was no investigation. They went to this supposed court, Create Court, which is not a court. It's simply an administration to jail the opposition party's leader. And they receive instruction directly from government. It's not a court.
Are you therefore saying, as a lawyer, that the judiciary as you have it right now in Benin is not independent? Are you not casting an aspersion or undermining the...
No, let me explain something to you. We have ordinary courts, normal courts, some of them are criminal courts. They have been there since more than 50 years. Those are our courts. Even though that these magistrates in the normal courts are under the control of the government now arranged since 3 years to create a new criminal court called CREATE, which did not obey to any ordinary law. They create special law. And this is under this special law and under this special authority of government, they are putting opposition parties in jail. You have to understand, it's not an ordinary court. It's out of the ordinary legal system of Benin. This is why some lawyers refused to appear before that court.